I'm really jealous of my gay friends in LA because they've got this damn Grindr app, right? I don't know if you're familiar. If you're not familiar, you just get on Grindr and you're like, boy, am I horny, geez. I sure would like to have sex. And then somebody else is like, oh yeah, I want to have sex with you specifically. I'm in the same room as you right now. And then you just like, go have sex. Right? Like there's no equivalent, right? Like I just, you know, I wish there was like a Grindr for guys like me, you know? I just wish there was like a Grindr for me to like fuck other straight dudes. Went through a breakup last year. When you go through a breakup and you're a straight guy, all of your straight guy friends are like, hell yeah, bitch, welcome back to fucktown, baby. Time to fuck, bitch. Baby, it's time to fuck, bitch. Baby, bitch. Bitch, baby. Bitch, baby. It's time to fuck, pimp. That's like what they say to you, right? But like, I don't know. I'm not like that excited about, being single. Right, just because like sex is really boring for me because I'm a genius. Right, so like every time I fuck, I'm just like, ah, I wish I was reading 6 books at once right now. And so now it's like, oh, what am I supposed to do? Huh? I'm supposed to like go on dates. I'm supposed to go on dates with normie randos, huh? What, I'm supposed to go hang out with some young professional from Bumble? I'm supposed to go eat spaghetti with some bitch, huh? You know? Supposed to go on a date, make small talk, right? Supposed to go on a date, fucking sit at a table and be like, what are your guilty pleasures? And then she's like, I don't know, I guess eating chocolate on Fridays? What are your guilty pleasures? And I'm like, I don't know, I guess like doing cocaine on weekdays? I don't do that. I don't do coke. I would tonight. If somebody has it, I would literally do it. I'm joking. No, but I don't, you know, I don't buy this stuff. I'm not some kind of freak, right? But there's like a phase of my life where I was buying it and I was doing it. And I was doing it enough where I was like, I should try talking about this on stage. I did some show where I was like, guys, it's like way too easy to get coke, right? If I ordered Uber Eats and coke at the same time right now, the coke would get here first. And instead of laughing, the whole crowd was just like, oh yeah, that's not relatable. You clearly have a problem. But like, what's the alternative? Being a freaking weed guy? Huh? Weed is canceled. Okay, weed's fucking... You drive around LA, there's just weed billboards everywhere. It's fucking, you know, it's like very legal. It's like boring stuff, you know? Oh, I'm supposed to smoke weed and chill out with my friends? Huh? No, I want to do coke and think of shitty business ideas for 2 hours. That's what I want. I went on a first date recently where pretty early on I referenced the show To Catch a Predator. And like, she wasn't from America, so she didn't know what that was. And so 2 minutes into this date, I'm just explaining the premise of To Catch a Predator for a very long time. Which, like, on paper, seems like a bad date move. Seems like something you shouldn't do on a date. But, like, weirdly worked out in my favor because we're hanging out for a while. Things are going well. We're a few drinks in. I'm like, hey, you still haven't seen To Catch a Predator. That can change right now. Took her back to mine for some To Catch a Predator and chill. And let me tell you, fellas, that's a classic move. That's what you gotta do, is you gotta take your girl back to yours, you put on To Catch a Predator, and then the whole time you're just like, ew, yuck, oh, gross, oh, ew, these dudes are fucking nasty, ew, I hate pedophiles. And then she's like, whoa, this guy's normal. Girls love it when you're normal, like me. Okay, this is a very quick scientific poll. I need you to take this very seriously because this is a scientific poll. Okay, clap if you're a straight man who has sex. Okay. You can only clap again if you clap the first time. Clap again if you have period sex. Listen, if you clapped the first time and you didn't clap the second time, you're the enemy, you're the patriarchy, you're essentially a member of the Trump administration. It's not okay, I think it's fucking psychotic. Just because I do think every man with a mentality of like, oh no, oh babe, you're on your period, I don't know if we can have sex. It's always some guy that only owns one towel, right? Like, it's always some guy that's like, yeah, I live with 20 of my boys, that's my one towel. If you take a shower, that's the towel. If you wash your hands, that's the towel. And me, I live alone and have 500 towels. Thank you. I just tell that joke so girls will like me. Do you guys think Christianity would be as big as it is if Jesus wasn't hot? Right, like... I don't know, you know, like, people debate, like, oh, was Jesus black, was Jesus white? I don't know, I know he was fucking hot, and it was a fucking smoke show. But, like, that's the thing, is, like, I don't know, like, I've looked into other religions, there's better ones out there. Buddhism? Buddhism fucking slaps. Buddhism fucking rules. But, like, Buddha, you know, kind of a fat uggo, right? Okay, I'm like, oh, I want to see what this hot guy has to say, you know? Like, that's the thing, is, like, Buddha's a character actor, but Jesus is a lead. I went to Catholic school, and I went to Catholic school in middle school. That's like the worst time to go to Catholic school, right? Because like middle school, those are peak jacking off years. Middle school, you should be jacking off constantly, just putting numbers on the board, doing fucking Kobe numbers, just breaking records left and right, peak performance, right? But I wasn't jerking off in middle school because I went to Catholic school, and in Catholic school, they shame you. In Catholic school, they're like, hey, no, no, no. If you masturbate, God and all your dead relatives, they're going to be watching. Like, in retrospect, it's like, yeah, that's not on me. What? Excuse me? Yeah, pause, bro. Heaven sounds fucking gay, dude. What? I follow all the rules. I get up there. I'm like, oh, God, I followed all the rules. What's up, man? This is going to be so cool. What are we doing first? Eating ice cream for dinner? And God's like, nah, man, we're going to watch your grandson jack off for eternity. So what we do here, Pornhub's really pushing that stepmom narrative hard, huh? Right? Every time you get on Pornhub, the front page is just like, you wanna fuck your stepmom, you wanna fuck your stepmom, you wanna fuck your stepmom, and you're like, ah, calm down. Like, those ads on porn sites used to always scare me because they'd pop up and be like, horny singles in your area, wanna fuck now, and like, have your zip code, and they'd be like, are they in my house? I don't wanna fuck them, no. Just throwing stuff at my computer. It got really bad. My family actually had to move neighborhoods because there were too many horny singles in my area. But yeah, a lot of stepmom content on there, and that makes sense, right? Because like half of America's marriages end in divorce, right? Many of you are perhaps from broken homes yourselves. I mean, that's fine. I mean, my parents are together. I'm normal. I'm not like one of you fucking losers that caused your parents' divorce, right? So that's the thing about me is I'm not like you freaks, right? I don't want to fuck my stepmom. I want to fuck my real mom.